Hi, everybody. It's Mr. Gray here. I'm actually on location today, and I'm lucky enough to be joined by Stephanie Mate from the Katie Wheeler Public Library. So I'll let her introduce herself and tell you a little bit about who she is and what she does with the library.
Sure. So hi, I'm so happy to be here. My name, like he said, is Stephanie Mate, and I am actually a librarian here at the Katie Wheeler Library. I'm hoping that most of you have been to the library and you visited. Our location is pretty cool. We're a replica of the Irvine family home. So it's three stories. It looks like a house. It's white. But yes, I'm the librarian here.
And what do you do on a daily basis? So we have an idea of like what a librarian does, but what do you do?
Sure. So unfortunately, I don't read as many books as people think I do. A lot of my job is I do a lot of scheduling for the staff here. So I work on the daily desk schedules and I work on that. I also do ordering for the system. Part of my job is an evaluator. So currently right now we have 7 evaluators for our system. And part of my job is to order all of the young adult fiction that comes in. I do the Spanish ordering as well as biographies and the 0-100s for adults. So I spend a half of my time on various websites looking at different reviews, book journals, school library journals, NPR, and trying to find books that are new, current, what patrons want to read so we can add them to our system. So that way when you come to library and you're looking for a new fancy book, we have it in the system. You can either check it out or you can put it on hold.
That's awesome.
So it's super fun, yeah.
And you mentioned some of the things that like you're ordering, but what else is here? Like, you know, what kinds of books are here? How many books are here? I know there's a store here you can buy books.
Yes, so we're really lucky that on site we have a fantastic bookstore, and it's run by the Friends of the Katie Wheeler Library. It's downstairs in the basement, and it's huge. The first time I walked in, I was like, oh my God, this is like amazing. We have tons of books there. They're on sale for as little as like 25 cents. I think they go up to a couple dollars at most. You can come in, you can get books for yourself, for your kids. And we're lucky that the library is open 7 days a week here in Irvine. We are open from Monday through Thursday from 10 until 8. And then Fridays through Sundays, we're open from 9 until 5. So every day of the week, you can come into the library. Our bookstore hours are a little different. They're 10 to 4, Monday through Saturday. So not open Sundays and not open past 4. Other things we have here besides books, because I know people are always like, oh, you have books. We also have DVDs that you can check out. We have movies. We have TV shows. We have books on CD. We have music CDs as well. We have fiction books, nonfiction books. We have magazines. We have newspapers. Those are all physical items. We have a lot of online things as well. But here in the library, we have a lot of items, and you can check out most of them for 3 weeks at a time, and you can renew for up to 5 times. So if you're like doing a project for school and you need to have the book longer, we just started automatic renewals, which is really nice. So on the day of the due date, it actually just automatically renews if no one is waiting for the item. So that's been really nice. We have some people who used to be late with books, used to have fines, and they're not accruing those fines anymore because the items are just automatically renewing.
That's great.
Yeah.
And then the bookstore, mm-hmm. the Friends of the Library bookstore, people can drop off books to you there.
Yes.
You can donate books.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes. So we do take book donations. The Friends do ask that no more than 2 boxes or 2 bags at a time, just space-wise. We don't have enough space if you're like bringing in like 8 boxes.
Yes.
So you just kind of ask like per day or per visit, no more than 2. But we do take donations, and we take them even if the bookstore is closed. So if you're like coming in the evening, like after work or after school, and you want to drop off some books, we do take book donations. Every item that they have in the bookstore is donated, and basically their sales that they get from the books, they give right back to the library. So they help sponsor a lot of our programs that we do here, our summer reading programs, just our regular different fall programs that we do. They help give us the money so we can buy the necessary supplies needed or snacks, or they just gave a, we just did a movie licensing agreement that they did so we can show movies here at the library.
Awesome.
So we just signed up for yearly one. I think we just did Coco last month. We showed Coco, and I want to say the month before we did Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to do movies once a month here as well for the families to come. It's free. We usually have popcorn. But again, that's all through the money that we're given from our friends. So we're very lucky in that regard.
And that's a great place too. So, you know, as kids are growing older and their houses are sort of, you know, they're growing out of the books, that's a great place to sort of send them.
Yes. It,
so that way some other kids can get some books.
Exactly. That way, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned the movies and you mentioned some programs. Like, what are some of the programs you have for the library? Is it for kids? Is it for families? What are the programs you have?
So we're a public library, so we have programs for everybody. We have programs from babies all the way up to senior citizens. So here, particularly at Wheeler, probably our most prolific programs are our story times that we have those 3 days a week. We do a toddler story time, a preschool story time, sorry, and a family story time. So we do those as well. Again, those are probably, well, it's some of your grades. You guys are TK through six. Yeah. So it is some of them. We do them on, preschool is Monday mornings at 10:30, toddlers is Thursday at 10:30, and then family story time is Saturday at 10:30.
And what do you consider like the family story? Like, who comes to family
Everyone
story time?
Everyone comes to family story
Wonderful.
Time.
Wonderful.
It could be little kids, big kids, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles. Anyone can come to family story time. Our story time is about half an hour. For the family one, afterwards we have a stay and play. So they usually will do a craft, and then we'll also bring out some toys, which is good for like our toddlers and our preschoolers and the little babies who maybe can't do the craft. We do that as well. Those are kind of that's our main one here, but we also do other programs. We do book club. So here at Katie Wheeler, we actually have a book club, and it's geared for grades 4th through 5th grade. It is called Page Turners, and we do it one Monday a month, usually the first Monday a month. So I believe our next one is December 2nd. I believe that, yeah, December 2nd, and it's actually Christmas Carol. And it is at, and I always forget the time because we just changed it. It is at 5 o'clock. I believe it's 5 to 6.
But I'm sure we can look this up.
You can always look it up on our website, ocpl.org. If you go to locations, you can hit Katie Wheeler, and you can go to calendar. It'll just bring up the Katie Wheeler events. But the cool thing about our system is we're part of OC Public Libraries. We have 33 branches in total, so we have a lot of libraries to choose from, a lot of programs. Here in Irvine, we have two other libraries. We have the Irvine University Park, and we have Irvine Heritage Park, as well as Tustin Branch is about 10 minutes down the street. So if you're coming here for like a program, and maybe we don't have it here, or you go on the website and you see another program that you like, you're more than welcome to check out any of the other libraries. It's all the same system. We're all very happy to have anyone come.
Great. So you said we're part of the Orange County Public Library system. So let's say I'm a family. I don't have a library card. But I'm interested in going to the library. How do I get a library card? What does it give me access to?
Sure. No, that's a great question. So you have two options for a library card. You can submit an application online for a library card. If you go to ocpl.org and you go to services, there should be one for library card applications. You can go ahead, you can fill it all out. You pick which branch you would like to pick up your card. And within about 48 hours, you just get another email back saying it's ready. You come to the library, you can pick it up. So that's super easy. All you need to do is to show your ID, so your federal ID. We just need a name and a picture. If you've moved, that's fine too. You can just put your most current address. We just need a photo ID. If you're signing up like yourself and maybe your spouse, you would each need to get your own library card with your own photo ID. If you're signing up anyone under 18, just make sure that whichever parent or guardian is signing for them, they come in with their ID so we can get them a card. So yeah, and it takes maybe here, we have applications at the desk, you can come, it takes less than 5 minutes. But I know some families are very efficient, they rather do it online, so we do have the option for you to fill the application beforehand and then just come and pick it up.
And once I get that library card and I pick it up, I can use that any of the public libraries?
Any of our locations, 33 in total. And what's pretty cool about our system is you can check out books from one library, you can return to the next, vice versa, it doesn't matter. We actually have a couple, you might have seen them around, driving around the county, we have a couple library vans, and their job is they go to each different library and they pick up that morning's books and they bring them back to whichever library they're a part of. So yeah, you're more than welcome to do that. We also, if you're looking for a book, let's say you come and you're looking for the latest Dog Man, because I believe the latest Dog Man has like 147 holds at the moment. And we don't have it here, but maybe one of the other libraries do. You can always put it on hold, have it sent over here to the Katie Wheeler Library. It's free of charge. You can do up to 25 holds at a time. You can also, if you want to go to that library and pick it up, we can call for you and say, oh, you know, we're calling from Katie Wheeler. you want to go to Tustin and pick it up, we can do that as well. So don't feel like just because it's not here at Katie Wheeler, you can't check it out. We're all part of one big system, and we share books all the time.
And I know there's another helpful thing when you get a library card is you can use the Libby app.
Yes.
So can you tell us a little bit about what that is and what you can do and how it matches up with your library card?
Absolutely. So one of our, we have a lot of online databases. One of them is Libby by Overdrive. If you use it on the computer, it's called Overdrive. If you use it in the App Store or on your Google Play or your Apple, it's Libby, L-I-B-B-Y. It's a picture of a little girl with red hair. She's reading a book. And it's very user-friendly. You just download it. It will ask you if you have a library card. You say yes. It'll ask you what library system. You want to put in OC Public Libraries. If you put in Orange County Public Libraries, you might end up in Florida or North Carolina, I believe, are the other two Orange County Public Libraries. So you want to put in OC Public Libraries. It'll come up with a little symbol with the orange. And then you'll just put in your library card number and your PIN number, and that's it. You're on. And what's cool about Libby is it has e-books and e-audiobooks. And you can limit it by different preferences. You can do it by language. You can do it by age, which is good if you're setting it up for your kids. You can do it by available now, or you just want everything. You can place holds. So it does give you access to all of our ebooks and our e-audiobooks, which we have quite a bit on, and you can place holds, and there's no charge. So what's neat is you check it out for 3 weeks. Once you hit your due date, it just takes it off your card, so you won't get any overdue fines or anything like that.
Yeah, and I can attest to this. It's very easy to sign up. There's a huge selection, and the nice thing is like this, you know, for the Woodbury families that are listening, Katie Wheeler is right down the street. But if they don't have it here, you can figure out where it has at another library, or the Libby, the Overdrive app, you can find it. And on the app, it tells you like how long. If there is a hold on it, it will say like, we think it's going to be back in this many weeks because people will have it.
Yep, exactly.
So it's just nice to know to plan. So I just feel like having all of those options is really great.
And then another app that we have here at OCPL is called the Hoopla app, H-O-O-P-L-A, and that's similar to Libby in that it does ebooks and it does e-audiobooks, but it also gives you access to digital movies, music, TV shows, and comics. So that's a pretty cool one too. We always suggest that if you're signing your kid up for any of this, that you sit with your child, you know, so you can observe what they're checking out or what they're viewing. But the Hoopla app is another app that you can also access ebooks, e-audiobooks, but it also has TV shows and movies as well. So it's kind of similar. It's a little similar, yeah.
Yeah, same idea. Mm-hmm. And then I meant to ask you this before, but you were saying, I think that, you know, there's programs that you have at this library, but there's different programs at all the other libraries.
Oh, yeah.
So it's worth going to check out the other libraries because you have the card gets you into all the libraries.
Oh, yeah,
and
absolutely.
There's programs for kids at every single one.
Every program that we have is free. And most of the time, we don't take registration. If registration is needed, we list it either on the flyer or on the website that registration is needed. But we do... we do everything. We do story times. We do crafts. We do book clubs. We do programs for toddlers. We do STEAM programs. We do programs for tweens. We do programs for teens. We do technology help for adults or for seniors. We do tons of different programs. So if you're looking for something specific that we might not have here at Katie Wheeler Library, I would definitely recommend going to the other locations or just checking on the website and seeing what they have. We have a lot of cool programs that we do.
That's great. And then, you know, I just have a few more questions. One of them is I'm thinking about, you know, parents and families who are, the kids are super into their iPads or they want to play games and stuff. We always want to get them off that, but maybe we don't always know what to do to get them off that. Like, how do you think a library fits into like a family routine that they can bring their kids here? Like, what does that look like when families come?
Sure. So we have a lot of families that it's built into the routine. So maybe every Saturday morning, they come to the library and they all check out books. A lot of them say, you know, maybe they put you can check out 2 books or 5 books or 10 books. So they just kind of make it part of their day life. I would also suggest having maybe the adults also get books. There's a lot of time that we have families come up and all the kids are checking out and the parents don't have anything. And it's always good, you know, kind of for you to model reading and model that literacy, and they see you reading so they want to read. obviously everyone's busy. So, you know, audiobooks are great as well. If you don't, you know, maybe you're too busy to sit down and read, but you want to listen to something while you're doing chores or errands or you're in the car. So that's another thing as well. But yeah, we just have ones that they come weekly or every other week, and they just kind of make it part of their daily routine. They might come to one of the programs that we have, and then they stay afterwards to check out books or magazines or graphic novels or just anything that we have.
Yeah, and I'll echo that too as a teacher. Like, we're always talking to parents about how, you know, one of the main things you can do to get your kids to read is to show them that you are a reader and that it's really important, and they're going to pick that up all the time. So if they see you reading, they're going to want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
And that's the easiest way to do it. And you can talk to them about their books. You can talk to them about your books.
Yeah. And especially we have a lot of parents that sometimes they go, oh, you know, I don't know what my kid's reading. I always encourage the parent, go ahead and read it with them. Either you guys read it together or you read it first and then they read it. But that gives you a chance to have a dialogue with them, to talk with them about the books and the themes. And, you know, and that's always a fun kind of a bonding experience that you can do with your child, because it gets them more excited about reading as well.
Yeah. And then another question I had was, do you have any resources for like non-English speakers or any other language resources?
Yeah, so we do. So we do, here at the Katie Ray Library, we actually do an ESL class, and it's Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 10 to about 11:30. And it's basically, actually this room that we're in right now is where they meet. And they come in and it's set up by Literacy Council, and they come in and they just do, it's very informal, no registration required. You can just come, you can join. We also do one on Thursdays afternoon from 1 to 2:30. That's done by one of our library staff. It's an ESL conversation club where they just kind of have a conversation in English. So that's, and we have those at a lot of different libraries. Most libraries do have some either ESL class or club that's just kind of open, walk-in, very informal, that they can go to. Some of our other resources that we do have is we have what we call OC Read, which is a partnership. It's one of our little offices that we have, and it's to help, again, with English as a second language learners. And they're paired one-on-one with an individual, and they kind of help them with reading and understanding the material and writing. So we have that as well. We also do some of our online databases. We do Mango Languages, which is great, which, again, you can access with your library card. And we have, I want to say, like over 80 different languages there, which you can kind of learn. My favorite is Pirate, which is good for Talk Like a Pirate Day. Uh-huh. You can go on and you can learn how to say some things in Pirate. But we do offer resources, absolutely. You can come to the library, or like I said, you can look online at our website, ocpl.org.
Fantastic. Okay, and then my last question I have before, you might have some more information, but the last question I have is, you know, I've been talking a little bit about how kids are on screens a lot, and like we have a different world now in 2019 than we've seen before. So where does the library fit in 2019 with kids, with families? Like how do we think of the library as like something that helps our lives?
Sure. So our policy, I'm sorry, not a policy, but our mission statement here at Orange County Public Libraries is open doors, free access, community. So that is what we're trying to do at all of our locations. We are trying to be a community resource for the community. So like we have books, we have things you can check out, but we also have a lot of programming done, which gives you a chance to maybe bond with other parents or people who are in the same life situation as you. It gives you a chance to get to know other people, especially for those that have young children. A lot of our story times, a lot of the parents, they stay friends far after their kids have aged out of story time, because this is the chance for them to ask questions about development, or kind of what is your kid doing, what is my kid doing. We also just have a lot of, we're relevant. I'm trying to think of like my spiel for the library, but just we have a lot of programs. We have a lot of information that we can give. If we don't have it at the library, and we always don't have what you need, we can point you to the resources that you do need to have. Well, I mean, even stuff for the college students, a lot of our databases that they can come and do the scholarly journals. We have newspapers. We have online newspapers. We actually have a subscription to the New York Times. So if you don't want to pay for it, you can access it through your Orange County library card. Another program that we have, which I did want to talk to you about, what we call It is called, OCPL has a partnership with local Orange County museums and attractions, and it's called Discover and Go. And basically what it means is that with your library card, Orange County residents that are 18 years or older, they can actually reserve free or low-cost passes to a lot of like local museums and cultural institutes. So that gives us, I think some of them are the City of Brea Art Gallery, the Cabrillo Playhouse, Mission San Juan Capistrano, Pretend City, Orange County College Planetarium. So we're doing stuff like that. So that way, maybe they can't afford, you know, to pay. So this gives them an opportunity to actually be able to go to the museum or go to the cultural places with themselves or with friends or family. So again, that's called Discover and Go, which is on our website.
Or just to find out what of these exist around
yeah,
us.
Mm-hmm, yeah, just what we have. We also do a lot of partnerships with local city organizations or county organizations. We just did a couple weeks ago with OC Animal Care. We did a kitten adoption at 3 of our different libraries. So we actually had them bring in kittens and they were adopted by different families, which is pretty cool. We also do some other partnerships with just the different, you know, events or different things going on in the city. A lot of times you will see the library there. So, you know, we're not just books, but we're trying to kind of get out there and just to let people know what we have. We have a lot of resources here. We have very friendly staff, very friendly people, and we just want to help make your life easier, help make your kids' life easier, and just kind of introduce you to other things that maybe you don't know about, or financially they're a little difficult, so we're trying to bridge that gap.
No, that's fantastic. So we are right down the street from Woodbury. We're just at Jamboree and Irvine Boulevard. So it's a great place to come and bring your kids, even if you're not quite sure yet what you would like to use the library for. Like, come in, ask someone to help, check out the Friends of the Library bookstore, see what books they have. But there's so many things happening at this library and all the other Orange County public libraries, and it's such a great resource.
Absolutely. And you can always ask for me and tell me you listen on this podcast, and I'll be so excited that someone listened. Someone you can ask for Stephanie. Yeah. But yes, absolutely. That's great.
Is there anything else you want to share with us? Any other programs or anything else?
I think I covered most of our items. The one thing I would say is our three Irvine branches, we are open an hour later than the other Orange County locations. So most of our other branches, they close at 7. We're open till 8. And we'll also open 7 days a week. So again, we're open. We're here. You know, we want you to come and to visit us and to use our resources.
Yeah. And you were talking about how relevant the library is. And I was thinking about how, I mean, like, we know that successful readers are successful humans.
Exactly. Yes,
so
exactly.
If you want to come up with something to do for your kids in the afternoon or something, there's nothing bad is going to happen if you go to the library. Like, only good things are happening
exactly.
If you're cultivating a love of reading. So thank you so much, Stephanie. I hope that people listen and come by and talk to you and see what's going on. I'm sure I will post online all any links that they need
perfect.
To find all these programs and other information, but that's about it. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.